This is HPR Community News. How's it going, everybody? This is Ken Fallon, and this is the second HPR Community News update. This update will hopefully give you a look into the HPR community going on in the last month or so. First of all, I'd like to welcome all the new hosts that came up and took the time to do a show in the order that they were added to the database. K5, Pokey, JWP, Jared Myers, 5150, Flaviu, Sporius, Pipeman Music, John in SC, and Corbuntu. And as you know, we're still looking for hosts. If you were teetering on the edge, becoming a HPR community host is actually quite good for your CV. It proves, going into an interview, you know, that you're a tech enthusiast. That awkward question at the end, so tell us about your sports and hobbies. Well, this is a great one because it proves that if they're hiring you for a tech job, that you're also willing to do that on your off time. So, moving on to a quick review of the shows for the past month. We had another in Klaatu's series of interviews, and this time it was Brian Smith from DNS.com. Episode 589 was Pokey, telling us about Down the Mall plugin, which I just used to download some books from podiobooks.com, and there are some interesting comments about his discussion about Songfight. We had a K5 with a QSK syndicated episode on Aug versus MP3, and then we had a show from somebody you might already know, JWP, who has his own podcast, and he has done some shows here for us on Hacker Public Radio, and this was the first. It was bumped up to the top of the queue, and it was about the SDF and the OpenVMS and death row. So actually some very interesting topics over there. We had an interview again from Klaatu at FOSCON, where he interviewed Christy and Charles, and then we had Jay Myard with My First Linux Experience. It's another first time show. The following was 5150 with using FFmpeg to convert video shots from an Android phone. Very interesting, and some excellent show notes to go along with that. And then we had Flaviu with Read and Code 1, which was Senska and Python. This was completely out of the blue. When I heard about the idea of the reading code, I was a bit very interested to see where it's going, and it was a great episode. Really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to some more of that. Then we had Sporus on the importance of community, very thought provoking show. And again, we had K5 with the QSK Old and In the Way show. Then we had a crappy show by myself on bash scripting, which it had been in the queue so long that I had completely forgotten a lot of the items in that episode, and would probably have liked to go back and redo it. But anyway, that's life. Episode 3 is being slowed down because of my work here with HPR. But I'm going to try and get one out as quickly as I can. Then we had K5 with an interview with Rudy Van Drouwen on IP version 6. And this was, I think, a wake-up call to a lot of people about how important IPv6 is going to be. And this was an interesting one for scheduling, because we had a lot of episodes, syndicated episodes from K5 before, but as this was his first actual episode for HPR, as a HPR correspondent, we bumped it up to the top. And then we had Zoke's show on handling spam. And as far as I know, this is the end of the backlog of shows that we had. So if any of the hosts have not heard the have uploaded shows before from earlier than a month ago, excuse me, all those shows should now be played. So if you haven't heard a show, can you please contact me and we'll try and get it uploaded again. The episode 601 was Pipeband Music, which was his first show as well, but also wanted to bump it based on the importance. He's put up a Icecast and a Mumble server for people who want to record live shows and stream live shows out. So this is an excellent resource to the HPR community. So anybody who wants to get in touch with him, please send over a... you can contact him, and the details will be on hackerpublicradio.org/live. You'll get redirected to his website. Then we had the first in what I can only describe as a very disturbing series by our good friend and visiting alien, Mr. Klaatu, Urban Camping Number 1. And then we had K5 episode on AM versus FM, an episode which I want to explore more, but that is, you give me a lot of food for thought, and hopefully some episodes will be coming after that. Then we had a Sporus again with community run projects, in which he gives us a rundown of some ways that you can contribute to various different communities out there. Also a very interesting show. Then we had John in SC giving us a rundown on how he found Linux and how Linux found him. I love these types of shows. Gives a look at the people who are the HPR community. So please keep them in. Follow John's footsteps and send in your road to podcasting or your road to get to where you wanted to send in an episode, whether it's about Linux or Windows, I don't really care. I'm just interested in hearing shows from the community. And then we have Pokey with thread repair. This brought me back to my old days of being a mechanical engineer and working on shop floors. A really interesting show. Again, this show is of interest to hackers, so it mightn't be the first thing that you think you're going to get on a hacking show, but it fits all the criteria. Thank you very much, Pokey, for that show. And then we had Klaatu with a talk from Rebecca at Bueda.com, I think. And we had Sporus again with a show entitled My Linux Experience. And again, this is always very interesting to hear shows, and made me really think about how I got into Linux for the first time. And then we had Corbuntu with a show entitled "I Blame Tom Merritt," and I really had to chuckle during the show. It was very, very interesting. I'm looking forward to some more episodes from him. And then we had, last but indeed not least, was Jared Myers again with, in this time, a rundown of the first robotics competition, where he describes how you can get involved in creating and building robots in the community. Also very interesting show, and has lots of aspects of community and hacking right there. Okay, moving on. I mentioned in the last show, community roundup, that we had some promos made, and I sent them out to a few shows, and I'd like to thank the guys over at TLLTS, everybody at the Ubuntu UK show, and the Outlaws at Linux Outlaws for playing our promos. Thank you very much. on their website, a few things have been going on. The first and foremost was that I found a hack to go in and get the login and password for the common system. And we've gone down from approximately getting 1,000 comments, spams, a month down to, you know, one or two a day. So that's a major improvement. It's also nice to see that the comments are actually being used. So if you go over to Hacker Public Radio and you click on the red P, you'll see a list of the latest comments. We have comments about the Tom Merritt episode, complimenting him on his professional voice. We have comment on Download Them All from myself. Some comments from on the Read and Code, hopefully that will asking that the show will continue. Another comment on I Blame Tom Merritt. Some great comments on Thread Repair. And again, a great show for the QSK AM/FM show. And a thank you to Tlatu for starting the urban camping. And a comment on the IP version 6. This episode was fantastic. Again, Download Them All and Read and Code. Thanks for listening to... There was a little debate where in the Download Them All, the guys over at Download Them All gave Pokey permission and absolved him from the sin of downloading all the songs that were on the website. So that was good to see. So the comments appear to be working again. If you do have comments coming in, I tend to, if I spot them, because I do approve the comments now. So if I spot them, I will... sweetie, could you get that, please? Okay, if I spot them, I'll tend to email the host about that. Okay, sorry about the disruption. Moving on, we have the RSS feed link. It was brought up on the mailing list that the there were no HTML links in some of the show notes. So, for example, we say the AUG version of the show is here, and that encoding was stripped out. And the reason it's stripped out is because you are only allowed to have HTML in the description field on an item. So, and iTunes, none of the iTunes tags allow HTML to be in there. So what I have done is I've gone and read all about the specifications for RSS 2.0 and the iTunes and some of the Atom stuff. And naturally, because I've done this, I put a show together, which you'll be hearing in the fullness of time. I'll be adding it to the queue like everybody else. But in the meantime, I would appreciate it if you would go to hackerpublicradio.org/test.xml, add that to your podcatcher, the piece of software that you use to download these shows, and just see if everything is okay. See if everything links to one thing here, to the show, to the main page, or to the correspondence page, and that everything plays. See if you've got any issues with it, and if you do, can you email me back? I would appreciate it. Some of the things that I've done in the XML is that I've tidied it up. I've tidied up the iTunes categories, fixed some of the emails, made it compliant, added some information to facilitate caching around the internet, and did a general tidy up so that items over the show itself will redirect to the host's correspondent page, and that on the main category it would link to the about page of HPR. So that is pretty much that. We mentioned that we were going to discuss the having the network shows come out in AUG format as well. I brought that up to Stank, but I didn't get any clear answer. I think 11 gigabytes is quite a lot to ask, so what I'm doing going forward is I will be accepting shows in org format and publishing them. So as soon as the new feed is approved, I'll be making a org and speaks feed, which will go back to basically this month and going forward. And then older shows, we will feed directly from archive.org. Speaking of archive.org, I've been in contact with them and started uploading shows over there. Unfortunately, their upload is unbelievably crappy. I'll allow you to mentally add Dan and Fab's crap alert right in there. It is painful, and if there is anybody out there who wants to share the pain, who enjoys the pain of making tea, and there will be a a free tea bag to anybody who can tell me what that reference is about. If anybody really does want to help me out, help out the network, it can help by uploading stuff to archive.org. I'll send you on the information to log in over there and upload the shows. I wanted to give you some feedback on the HPR submission policy, such as it is. We do ask the people contacts admin@hackerpublicradio.org in order to get the username and password for the FTP site. Now, the reason for this is we're not vetting anybody, we're not vetting the content. Well, when I say it's a policy, we don't really have a policy, but this is based on the fact that we are all peers, and as such, I or Enigma or whoever don't have any right to say whether a show is good or not from a content perspective. Each listener can make that decision for themselves with the ease of the fast forward button or simply take the feed out of the network. So there is no official policy per se, but if there is, if it's good enough to hear, then it's good enough to go on the network. I have commented to a few people already saying that if our motto is we'll take a show if it's of interest to hackers, and anybody who listens to this network is a hacker, so therefore if it's of interest to you, it's of interest to hackers, so send in your shows. For some reason, people didn't seem to be all that inspired by that sentence, but that logic, but there you go. When shows go up to the FTP site, I tend to download them. I'm working on a script to automate all this as well, but typically when you upload a show to the FTP site, it'll go into the incoming directory. I'll download it, I'll listen to the beginning and end to see if the intro and outro are there. I'll play a random bit at the middle to see if the audio is audible. And this is important to stress, if it's audible or not. It might be very crappy or whatever, but if it can still be heard, that's absolutely fine. And if it isn't, I will probably contact a host, but so far everything's been fine. There is no... please don't assume that I'm going to listen to the shows beforehand, because I'm not. Well, I might do if I run shorter shows, but there's no guarantee. I'll probably listen to new host shows just out of interest. But again, I have a set amount of time for listening to podcasts, and I will listen to them when they come out on the feed, just to make sure everything's come down correctly. So that's pretty much it. That sort of policy is probably going to serve us good from the point of view of DMCA, Safe Harbor and all the rest. But then again, I'm not a lawyer. And then again, I'm not in a jurisdiction where the DMCA holds. So there you go. Now, as I have been getting information from people, I've been, or, you know, requests or things that haven't been obvious, I've been updating the README file, which you'll find over at... link to it on the contribute page, and it's on the FTP site, so if you could check that every so often, that'd be great. Main changes have been that I've put in a link about that it's a non-commercial Creative Commons attribution non-commercial share alike 3.0 license. I wouldn't mind opening up a discussion about that, because I personally don't like the non-commercial aspect of licensing, but this is me as a peer, not as an admin. I would have no problem with my work being used commercially, because if a radio network wanted to put it up in the middle of the night, wanted to use ads around it, well then that's fine by me. But you know, come on the mailing list and tell us what you think. If you want to join the mailing list, go to hackerpublicradio.org/maillist and you will be redirected to the correct page. Other things that I've added to the README file has been asked questions about the file name. I really don't care what it is, so long as it's, you know, you got your text file, everything is the same name. That makes it just easier for me. Because if you have Hacker Public Radio episode2.txt, that might be a lot of information. That might be enough for you, but it doesn't mean a lot to me, because if everybody called the shows Hacker Public Radio episode 2, then... No, I'm not picking anybody out there. I didn't get any shows like that, so don't be thinking I'm picking anybody out. I will take the shows. It's not a problem, so long as I can identify them. If you do want to name your files, you can have them name your name or handle underscore and then the title of your show dot extension. I've had a question about the ID3 tags. I use KID3 to do tagging. It's a GUI tagger, and I'm also looking into using LL tag to do command line tagging. Some information on the show notes. I will be accepting show notes with a smidgen of HTML in there. So this is kind of the HTML that you learn at HTML course 101. So bold, links, ordered lists, emphasis, ordered lists, unordered lists, links. Don't go crazy in JavaScript, don't go crazy in whatever. If it's too much work, I'll strip everything out and just put it in as text. But I need to be able to read it and understand it in HTML before I put it up, because I don't want any cross-site scripting or stuff like that. So if you want to include HTML, feel free to do so. The show notes may change, the format of the text file may change depending on the outcome of the testing of the new RSS feeds. We may move that around. I also wanted to clear up some information about what feeds, what formats we accept. So we're either going to accept MP3 or OGG. So you can record your shows in MP3 or OGG, and I will convert them. If you send me an OGG without an MP3, I'll create the MP3 and the speaks file. If you send me an MP3, I'll create the OGG file and the speaks file. If you send me all three, then I will use those, provided they got the intro and outro, of course. I'm working on a script that will do that automatically, so that's okay. Once, just for your information, the shows are downloaded. I download them, I process them, and I upload them again to the FTP site into the queued directory. I keep a copy there as well to make sure that they're in sync. And then you get added to the calendar. Yes, folks, the calendar. That is at hackerpublicradio.org/calendar.php. And there you'll find a list of upcoming shows. And at the moment it says that the next show is going to be HPR Admins with Community News, which is this show. Then we have JWP Alternative Investing and How the Internet Changes the Game. We have a syndicated show, A Little Bit of Python, episode 13. Dave Yates with Surfraw. And Clatu with Number 2 in his Urban Camping series. That, of course, is going to change, because I just got an email from somebody who's going to upload the show, and because they're a new host, they will be bumped. If you uploaded a show and you see your show moving up and then suddenly down, I will have in brackets the reason why it's jumped you ahead of the queue. So when you upload a show, I probably am not going to email people, because there's quite a lot of work involved in this admin stuff. So if you see your show there, and then in a day or two, if you don't see it appearing on the calendar and you don't see it moving from the inbox into the queue directory, then drop me a line. But, you know, don't panic. I will pick them up. Speaking of panicking about shows, the thing that I've noticed in the last month is it's very, very stressful not knowing how many shows are going to come in. It's nice to see the calendar as it is right now. I've got 3 weeks slots ahead of me. But of those, not counting stuff Klaatu has put in, I've got, and not counting syndicated shows, there are just 5 shows in the pool. 5 shows, folks. Which means that's 1 week. 1 week of programming. I need 25 shows a month. Well, there's 23 this month. But 25 shows a month in order to keep this... sorry about that. In order to keep this network up and running, that's a lot of shows from a lot of people. Now, we're getting a lot of new hosts coming on board, which is great. And what I want you to do is think back to the hosts on HPR that you would like to hear about who haven't produced a show in a while. Go to their page on, if you go to correspondence, find their page, find their email address, and send them an email asking them would they mind doing a show on HPR. I'm not asking them to come back, but it would be nice if you, as a member of the community, would give them a nudge, see if they come back, and just give us an update, what they've been doing, and, you know, if they want to drop out, or, you know, if they want to continue doing shows, or what their plan is. That would be really, really fantastic. I would also like to encourage people to sign up for a slot. Now, I'm not asking people to sign up for a Klaatu special, one show a week, but you can sign up for, I'll do every second, you know, a show every second month. I'll do a show on the third Wednesday of the month. I'll want to do a show on a particular day. So, you know, to mark an anniversary, I don't know, Einstein's birthday, and you want to do a show about that. I can, we can assign you those slots. That's not a problem. You can do bi-monthly. So every second month you can do a show. These are absolutely no problem to get your slots together. And, we will see how that goes. I'll probably give you an email, as a reminder, if you do sign up for those. And if you sign up and you think, hey, this is more frequent or less frequent than I want it to be, then we can always adjust it. That's not a problem. But it would be nice to have for everybody, so that there's a schedule slot in there that when you add in your shows at the end, that they're that they come out at a particular time. For all the existing hosts that are out there, I have no idea what your schedule slots were. So those of you who think you are producing shows regularly, and just send me an email and we can solidify a date or a time or a frequency in order for you to have this show. If you look at the calendar, you'll see that this the schedule slot is the first Monday of every month is the HPR admins with community news. So, you know, you get the idea. It's fairly flexible. Other news, we've had the syndication. We'd offered to syndicate Lord Dragonboot, Dragonbluth's Tin Book Review, and that will be added to the syndicated shows. And I'd like to thank him very much for allowing us to do that. And I will be working on creating a special syndicated shows page and a means of gathering the syndicated shows and sort of automating the process. Again, I don't want to slap anybody in the face. I just thanked him for having the show, but I do want to stress as well that I would like to have no more than one syndicated show a week if I could, because we will need the syndicated shows for, you know, periods when it's nice and quiet. So original HPR stuff, that'd be cool. Speaking of original HPR stuff, we have the requested topic section, as well as how did you get into your podcasting, what's in your bag, how you got into Linux, desktop application, browser, Android applications, We have a request for an introduction to Wireshark, how to set up your own blog, a request for basic music theory, episodes from the LPI networking series, LPI certification series, and the networking series to do shows for those. And we also have a request, a link there about beginning audio series for Hacker Public Radio and the Open Source Musician podcast. And I've already recorded a show for that, which is going to be very rough and ready, how to record a podcast. I actually think I'm going to scrap it and start again. But there you go. So that's a great way to contribute to the network, is to send us in topic ideas. Very, very important. If you have no interest in doing a podcast yourself, but you have a topic that you think would be interesting, send them in. I need I need 300 or so topics added to that list, if you wouldn't mind. In other news, we have Pipeman Music has been very active and has put up a Icecast and a Mumble server for us to take advantage of. I haven't got a chance to get a show together. I've been looking to talk to Enigma, and some other hosts have expressed a desire to use that. So if you go to hackerpublicradio.org/live, you will get redirected to that site. Well, that's more or less it. Before I go on to the last section of the show, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to thank you all especially for contributing, and all of you who are going to go and record a show now, I would like to thank you very much for doing that, and I look forward to talking to you online. And now for the last section of the show, a note from our spammers. We have Freelance SEO from India. India's leading freelance SEO provides with main competency in search optimi. We have accredited nursing programs. Almost a year, there are new computer applications developed. The KeePass is one software promoting efficiency in work. Very good to hear. I love coming to this site and reading all it has to offer, from Urazo pain relief formula. We have, hello, this blog is very interesting and enjoyable to read. I'm a big fan of the subjects to be discussed. From Construction Industry Statistics. Music Ear Training tells us, thanks for posting this useful information. It was just what I was looking for. I'll come back to this blog for sure. Asian London Escorts, so far I've managed to go through some of your posts you have here, and I find them very interesting and informative. Just wanted to say thank you very much for the information you have shared, and gives us an address to their house in London. Very interesting. Scott Lee Stewart says, I think one of the most important things is to remember is to get passwords right, but it is just too difficult. But this software is very useful problem. Just too good. Football Online says, that would really be nice indeed. What a good idea. Contract Mortgages tells us, I like this painting very much. Though this painting can be expressive, our feelings, expressive our thoughts. Even painting, say it, own story. I like to discover that story. Thanks. Kitchen Accessories Fine Wine Shoppers Pot Rack Decor says, excellent information. I've read through your stuff before and you're just too awesome. You're doing the right thing. And finally, Puritive Sportive says, thanks for the information. Helpful post. Obvious. In your blog, everything good. If post you information comments on blog, there is always a chance that actual humans will click through. Well, that's good to know. See you all again on Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.